Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency?
You can hold the line.
Thank you. Won't be too long there for you.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience.
Thank you for holding. This is Kiri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Jordan. I'm just calling from the Moreton Bay Animal Pound.
Yes.
We just had a cockatoo transferred to us that came from your vet.
Yep.
This bird is not too happy with us at the moment, so we've not been able to get too close to it to like handle it for a microchip scan.
Mm-hmm.
We were just wondering if you guys had scanned it for a microchip at all. What was with you?
Yes, it was scanned and there was no chip that we found.
No chip. Excellent.
No. Sorry, I forgot to put that on the form, but no, definitely
no
chip.
That's all good.
It does have a leg ring, which I popped
yeah.
on the form, WBC.
Yep.
But yeah, it's escape pet of some sort, but yeah, we couldn't scan it for a microchip. We did scan no microchip.
But yeah, excellent. We just wanted to double check if it did have one so that we could try to contact an owner
rather
than letting it settle in. But
That's the first thing we do is scan it to see if it has a microchip, and it definitely didn't. We had it for a couple of days in the hope that someone in the area, we popped it on our Facebook pages and stuff, would come through, but we haven't had any interest at all. Hence why we don't have the facility to keep it long term here, so we'll get off to you guys.
All right. Well, hopefully we have an owner come forward, but very nice looking cockatoo. Hopefully settles in, and it would have just been stressed in the transport. So
potentially, yeah. Like it'll only eat sunflower seeds. Unfortunately, it's not the best thing for it. But that was all it was really wanting to eat with us here.
Okay.
We did try it on fruit and veg and stuff, but he was not interested in pellets. But hopefully once he gets there a bit more settled, he'll settle in, and hopefully an owner does come forward.
Yeah, and I think on this paperwork here as well, you guys noted that he's had a wing trim as well?
Yeah, he has had a wing trim. So he wouldn't have got far, potentially.
No,
but, we're hoping someone might come forward, but if they do now, we'll just direct them to you guys.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much for clarifying that.
No, not a problem at all. Okay, thank you.
Okay. No worries.